Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for Moment in Sound, and joining me now in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio, we have Nashville-based duo, but with his South Dakota heritage here. Carolina Story is with us. Ben Roberts and Emily Roberts are in the studio. They play tonight at Icon Lounge in Sioux Falls. Tomorrow night, they'll be in Lenox at The Only One. Emily and Ben, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, Emily, you're from Lenox.
Yes.
All right. Tell us the story of how you left Lenox and came back and
yes.
play all over
I mean,
the world.
I am a proud South Dakota girl, but just had always wanted to pursue music. And I found out about this tiny college in Memphis that specialized in music and modern music especially. And that's where I met this guy over here. And yeah, we just...
And you're really moving a couch outside
yes.
the dorm.
Yeah,
is that exactly
move
how
you... a couch from the parking lot into her dorm on August 3rd, 2007.
And did you know right then that it was a musical match made in heaven? Like, when did you start actually realizing that you had a musical synergy that fit together?
Yeah.
Music, didn't really know then musically, although I would have done anything to just be around her. It was love at first sight for me and not so much for her, though I can't understand why. Once we did start dating about a month or so later, we took a week-long camping trip in North Carolina where I used to live and was a whitewater rafting guide for a short time. And it was on that trip where we, you know, I was in a band back in Memphis and she was doing a separate singer-songwriter thing. And on that trip, we decided, you know, when we got back to Memphis, we'd start the band and start writing songs together. To get her attention, I learned all of Brandi Carlile's The Story album.
Okay.
And that was her, that's
Which
still
would have been
was
10
her
years ago,
favorite
yeah.
artist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I learned all of that on acoustic guitar and said, hey, I can play this and sing background and you can sing.
Well, that's how he weaseled his way into my heart right there.
So yeah, the first song we sang was Josephine by Brandi Carlile.
So there has to be an additional level of trust, because for musicians to play together as intimately as you do, there's that level of trust, but then you also have the relationship that you don't want to sort of, I don't say ruin, but you don't want those two to get in the way of each other.
Right.
I mean, the history of music is filled yeah. with times that this worked out and yeah. a few that it doesn't.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So did you feel like that you were taking an extra risk, or did it feel just like this is
well, I think
meant
that,
to be?
That thing, that's why I wasn't so interested at first, because I thought that he was going to like somehow deter me from pursuing this, you know, music career. And now looking back, like I with all the work, I mean, we've worn all the hats, manager, booking agent, we've done everything DIY. And I just know if I would have been doing that on my own, I wouldn't be where we are today. Yeah. So I have a lot to thank him for like helping just, you know, cause he really did. He wanted to come alongside me and make my dreams come true. Yeah. So
what would you like to play for us first? Let's hear some of those dreams coming true now.
Yeah.
We'll play a song called We Were Young Once, too.
Nice. This old world will chew you up and spit you out without ever asking a question about how you're doing or who you are. Days go by, soon become days gone by. You never get to question time. It comes and goes. Come back, baby, come back, let's rewind. Come back, baby, let's go back in time. You and I, we were young once too. You and I, we were young once too. Babies cry, A mother's touch in a schoolyard fire, a summer night and the way it smells after the rain fell. A first kiss and a first dance, the moment when I grabbed your hand and gave my heart. Oh, let's go back to the start. Come back, baby, come back, let's rewind. Come back, baby, let's go back in time. You and I, we were young ones too. You and I, we were young ones. You
a little bit about growing up in Lenox and having this dream. Did you get a lot of support and encouragement?
Oh, yeah. Or you know, growing up in a small town, you know, everyone knows everyone. And it was actually my fifth grade vocal teacher. She would make everybody sing a solo just, you know, during class to see. And I sang. I think it was something I always enjoyed, and my mom always was like, oh, man, you're great. But, you know, mothers are supposed to say that. So my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Lang, who is still a teacher out in Lenox, said, man, you can sing. So she gave me my first solo in fifth grade. And sang all throughout high school, national anthems. You know, I did the whole bit. And my family was very supportive for sending me all the way to Memphis, Tennessee, to pursue it. So,
where does your new material come from?
We've been doing this for about 10 years now, and it, you know, that song even, it's just like reminding ourselves to go back and be young again. And just from this place of perseverance, too. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years. And
The album is, you know, really a 10-year snapshot of our decade together, being a married couple doing, you know, music together and just sort of the highs and lows of our journey. That's what the album is about.
Mm-hmm.
So you're willing to share that with listeners to a certain extent, through an artistic lens, at least.
Right.
Or an artistic filter.
You know, we write, just recently we've started writing with some other people for other projects, but Carolina's story has always been a personal thing. Like, if I don't feel that personal story,
we can't
sing it.
For whatever reason, yeah. I mean, we've tried to, you know, write songs that were, maybe took some autobiographical stuff, but, you know, creating characters or something to live these songs out, and it's never really worked with this project. So for better or worse, it's...
we're laying it out there for everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty autobiographical.
What would you like to play next for us?
We'll play the title track of the album. It's a song called Lay Your Head Down. Thank you.
Springtime came with a vengeance as she river rose high, the water ain't clear. Springtime came with a vengeance as she come on in, the water's warm down here. My oh my, how the time flies when you're stuck in a rut and you realize. My oh my, how the time flies. Come on baby, won't you dry your eyes. Lay your head down in my lap now and tell me something I don't know. Summertime came, brought me whiskey and tears. Felt enough pain for the next 5 years. Summertime came, brought me whiskey and tears. Take my hand, there ain't no room here for fear. And all I know is that I'm growing old. You can sleep when you're dead, so I am told. All I know is that I'm growing old. The sins of a man are much too heavy to hold. Lay your head down in my lap now and tell me something I don't know. Though you're hurting, take your burdens and put the load on. Lay your head down in my lap now and tell me something I don't know. And though you're hurting, take your burdens and put the load on me. Sleep when you're dead, so I am told. All I know is that I'm growing old. The sins of a man are much too heavy to hold.
If you're just tuning in, Carolina Story, you can see them tonight at the Icon Lounge in Sioux Falls. Tomorrow night at the Only One in Lenox, Emily and Ben Roberts are with us in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio for a moment in sound. And I want to make sure we get one more song in before we let you go. But tell me a little bit about traveling and, you know, Minnie Pearl. Is that the name?
Minnie Pearl. Man. Is.
Tell me about the car.
Yeah, she is since.
She has bit the dust. Minnie Pearl.
I was thinking that Minnie, I was putting some things together.
Yeah,
and
Minnie
I was
Pearl was totaled, was laid to rest in the East Nashville Salvage Yard in 2016, I think. Yeah, Emily ran that into the back of a trailer, but everybody was safe.
Yes.
But no, now we're actually on this run. This is our first time in our 10-year career of on the album release tour that's going to take us to 14 states for an entire month. We've brought our full band out, so we've got three players with us, and we're traveling in a big black Mercedes Sprinter van.
We haven't named it yet.
That's what I was going to ask.
She has no electrical power right now, so maybe there's something like that. Juice, maybe we'll name it.
Yeah, that's what we need,
Juice or something.
I'm with you there.
But yeah, we'll have the band with us tonight at Icon Lounge and tomorrow. So
get the full sound of albums available tonight.
Yeah,
too?
We'll have CDs and vinyl CDs, and shirts.
Okay,
and
that's what I was wondering.
All the good stuff. Yeah.
Vinyl, digital, and CDs. Yeah. It's an exciting time to be a musician.
Yeah,
it is. I really wish the CD would go obsolete completely, though, so we didn't have to buy them because people don't really buy them. You know,
It's digital or vinyl. You know, outselling physical CDs nowadays. So
that's good to know.
It's wild,
Well, there you are.
So.
All right,
one more. But we've got CDs if that's your thing.
All right, one more song from Carolina Story. We've got time.
It's a song from the album called Set in Stone.
That you knew I would swim the deep, scale the mountain, its valleys for you. I know it's hard to see through the driving rain, but if we stay the road, the morning sun will shine again. Tell me your lies, baby, I've got a few of my own. Only you can save me, I'm going, going, I'm almost gone. Despite how it seems lately, I don't want to go this alone. Yeah, I want you to know we're set in stone. Sometimes I wish you'd express that your love is good for eternity, not a minute less. There comes a time when everyone struggles through, but when we go apart, I'll build a bridge and come back for you. Tell me your lies, baby, I've got a few of my own. Only you can save me, I'm going, going, I'm almost gone. Despite how it seems lately, I don't want to go this alone. Yeah, I want you to know we're set in stone. Yeah, I want you to know we're set in stone.
Will you tell us where that song came from?
No, we can't tell you that. No, I think...
That's 9 years of marriage right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, in that song, I think there's lies a lot of insecurities. You know, we all screw up, and we've all kind of done things we wish we wouldn't had, or said things we wish we wouldn't had, and... but that song, I think, is just asking the other person to really, you know, to commit, you know, and be there for you till the end.
Yeah. Where did Set in Stone come from as a way to refer to the relationship? Yeah. Do you remember that?
I remember just there's
something
that
extremely reassuring about that phrase.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember sitting, I just had this, the melodies of the song in my head and no words, and I kept, for whatever reason, you know, I remember asking you at the dinner table, like, what should this be about?
Yeah.
You know, and that, because that's how I'd go about it a lot. I'll have just melodies. I'll have all the chords, the melodies, mm-hmm. but no words. And I don't know who said it, but just set in stone, you know, and then sort of built it around that.
Do you have one of those moments where once it was said that you thought, oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That.
That was, this song like was that, one of those. For
me,
sure.
especially when I come in the mix, like, there's always just like that one line, that one phrase that kind of.
So of
that
course
carries the torch to complete
you
it.
You probably said it then.
Yeah, I'll take the credit.
Why does being from South Dakota matter? What do you still take with you no matter where you go?
Man.
That is distinctly South, that you feel is a sense of place and where you're from.
Yeah. I mean, everyone just says, like, when they meet me, that I'm so down to earth. And I just feel like growing up here in the Midwest, like, I don't know, it's just, there's something so important about family and friends. And even touring now, I'm coming across all my friends I went to high school with. Like, bonds that we make, I feel like stay, they're lifelong. Yeah. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I just, you know, there's that honest place, I feel like, that we come from.
I feel like a blue collar mentality too, though.
You know, working hard
yep.
and
just kind of whatever needs to be done. Yeah.
You know? Even though you're from two different towns, that connection.
Absolutely, because I'm from a small town in South Arkansas, you know, where that's just the way it is. You either work hard or or it doesn't work out for you. You know? That's all it takes is hard work and a little bit of luck, you know.
Ben, Emily, thank you so much for being here with us. The new album is called Lay Your Head Down.
Thank you for having us.
And you'll be at the Icon tonight and tomorrow night back home in Lenox for At The Only One, which is surely to be a full house.
Oh, yeah.
It will, man.
Exactly. Whole band is with them. Journey Well, thank you for being with us. And
thank
come
you.
By anytime that you're here.
Thank you.